All right, we're going to continue down our agenda. We are on item number 11, Custer State Park hunting seasons. And I believe we'll have our regional park supervisor, Matt Snyder, joining us virtually today, maybe. Yeah, will it be Jason?
Hey. Yeah, yes. Hi, Madam Chair. I'm
very good. We can see you and we can hear you. So when you're ready, go ahead and begin.
Perfect. Okay, well, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. So we're here for the second reading on the changes to the Custer State Park bison hunt. So that's page 31 in your books. So just kind of a reminder, put my glasses on here. So the first proposal was to clean up the administrative rule to remove bull and edit non-trophy, and that's just for rule consistency, consistency when referring to the non-trophy bison harvest season. The second was to allow the use of archery equipment for both the trophy and non-trophy bison season. The third change was to go from three hunting days down to two. And then the fourth was to increase the number of trophy bison from 8 to 10, and that still includes the special habitat raffle drawing. So we'd have a total of 11 there. And increase the non-trophy bison season from 15 to 20.
Did we lose it?
I'll take your questions.
All right, very good. Do we have any questions for Jason? We took this item up last month. There have been no changes to what was before us last month. So at this point, we really don't need formal action. It would just move to next month for finalization. Any questions from the commission or comments? Seeing none, Jason, thank you for providing an update. During the second reading, it looks like we have no additional questions or comments. And at this point, that is all we need. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
So we have 11B on the agenda as well, Custer State Park coyote hunting season. Andrew Norton is back with us today. Hello, Andrew. We can see you.
Great. Hello, good afternoon again, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Much like was just presented in item 11A, this will be the same timeline for agenda item 11B, page 34. Just a second reading of the proposal that I had presented last month and the commission took action on, so no action is necessary this month. Would be up for finalization next month in May. This was a proposal to extend the Custer State Park coyote hunting season an additional month and 3 weeks, going from a start date of December 26th through April 30th and moving that forward to beginning November 1st and running through April 30th. In addition, the closure of the season in Custer State Park 30 minutes before sunset until 30 minutes before sunrise, that would be removed. So an individual could hunt 24 hours a day within Custer State Park, again limited from November 1st through April 30th. This proposal would be set to begin November 1st, 2024. There's no duration on this proposal, so we just basically set the season. One thing to note in Custer State Park with the coyote season, a hunter does not purchase a specific license for this season. They would just get their typical statewide coyote license, which would either be a predator varmint license, a fur bearer license, or any resident, non-resident hunting license, excluding non-resident shooting preserves. And then this license would just be valid within Custer State Park, November 1st through April 30th. No recommended changes from the department, and again, no action would be necessary at this time, but certainly happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Andrew on the proposal before us? As he mentioned, there are no changes from what was before us last month, so we don't need action on this, and I see no additional questions or comments. So with that, Andrew, thank you for the update today, and we will take up finalization in May while we're in Custer State Park next month. So thank you. And you may